Utterly Explosive, Book 1 in the Utterly Crime series by Pauline Manders. This is an excerpt taken from Chapter 1 and narrated by A.J. Dean.
"I bet you'll get the Willows and Son apprenticeship," Matt heard Chrissy say.
Matt stood by the chair and smiled.
Blimey, maybe she was right.
"Yeah, I think I'm in with a chance on that one."
His Suffolk accent always got stronger when anxious or excited, lengthening his A's and rolling his eyes at the back of his mouth like a stone.
"No, I didn't mean you, Matt. Nick is Blumfield's favourite."
"So?"
"So if Nick's the favourite, then it's odds on he gets the best apprenticeship, and that's Willows and Son."
"Hmm," Matt grunted.
He wanted the Willows apprenticeship, and he wanted it badly.
Hadn't he just heard old Blumfield say,
"Yes, Matt?"
He frowned. Could he have misunderstood? He tried to sound offhand.
"Not sure I'd go there. Not after the trouble last year."
"What trouble? Didn't you know?"
He preferred to say "you" in the Suffolk way, drawing out the end of the word so that it sounded like a W. When no one answered, he continued.
"John Willow's son died horribly, at the workshop, last summer."
"That would be the and son of John Willows and Son, I take it."
Matt thought for a moment. That's what he liked about Chrissy. She was always clear and precise. He knew what she meant. No double meanings. He nodded slowly.
"Yeah, John Jr."
"So, what happened?"
"The poor bugger was found with a nail in his neck. A 6-inch nail, by all accounts, and fired from a nail gun. They say he tried to pull it out, and that just made it worse. There was blood everywhere. He choked on his own blood."
"But that's ghastly."
Chrissy's face paled beneath her short blonde hair.
"But it must have been a freak accident, surely."
Matt took his time. He should have guessed Nick wouldn't see anything suspicious about a 6-inch nail sticking out of someone's neck.
"What I'm saying is, was it foul play?"
"But why would anyone want to..."
"Don't know."
"You seem to know an awful lot about it, Matt. But foul play?"
Nick shook his head.
"Hmm. Could be a permanent job with prospects for the right apprentice, though."
Chrissy glanced across at Nick.
"And the right apprentice might just be..."
Matt leant in closer to catch Chrissy's last word, hoping it would be his name, not Nick's. But as he watched her mouth open, all he heard was a tremendous bang. A deafening blast ripped the words from her lips as the gas cartridge exploded, blowing the oven door off its hinges and launching the Yorkshire puddings into orbit.
"Oh my God!"
Chrissy seemed to mouth, as a ball of burning gas shot from the kitchen. Matt felt the pressure wave punch him from behind. He was knocked off balance and propelled forwards. Instinctively, he threw himself into a dive, and for the first time in his life felt weightless. He travelled through the air, unaware of the rolls of fat surrounding his midriff. He just sailed forwards. And for a few brief seconds, he was a comic book hero with arms outstretched. That is, until a superior force took charge and gravity weighed in. He yelled as his hands collided with the unyielding floor, and unable to pass through its glossy surface, he stopped dead. The rest of his body fell like a stone as his wrist buckled. Landing heavily on his chest, he fought to breathe, but no air would pass. For a moment, he thought he might die. Motionless and detached, he lay amongst broken plates and cutlery. Food from the service counter was strewn on the floor. Chips and ruptured ketchup sachets took on a ghoulish appearance to Matt's oxygen-starved brain. He knew something bad had happened. He'd felt it when his wrist snapped. Matt closed his eyes as a fuzziness descended, shutting out the Armageddon that had unleashed itself on the Utterly Academy canteen. All he could hear was a high-pitched screaming in his head. He must have blanked out for a moment,
because the next thing he felt was moisture trickling down from his head. The air smelt of rubble dust and smoke. Something was shaking him, but it was just too much effort to open his eyes. He lay still, and hoped whatever it was would go away. The shaking changed to a sharp prod.
"Ah!"
he cried out, opening his eyes as a jolt of stomach-lurching pain shot through his right arm. Chrissy spoke as she bent over him, but strangely, no sound came from her mouth. The screaming noise in his head just ratcheted up a notch. Nick's face came into view. He too was moving his lips, but there were no words. Matt frowned as he watched his friend. Why had he lost his voice? His whole manner seemed urgent, and the debris in his dark brown hair looked pretty real, so why didn't he speak? Matt shrank back as Nick reached out to shake him.
"No, don't touch me. It's me wrist. Get off. Shit, I must have bust it."
He knew he'd spoken because he'd formed the words, but he couldn't hear himself. It was weird. The stomach-lurching pain certainly felt real enough. He watched Chrissy cough and choke as smoke billowed from the canteen kitchen. Cold water showered down from the ceiling sprinklers above, mixing with the ketchup and producing pools of red-tinted liquid on the marble-effect floor tiles. Matt felt Nick's firm hand slip beneath his uninjured arm and the other grab at his t-shirt. The flimsy cotton strained as Nick tried to haul him up off the floor.
"What you all saying? All I can hear is a load of old squit."
He'd reverted to pure Suffolk speak. Suddenly, Chrissy's face was right up close, almost touching his nose. Anger leapt from her eyes as her lips moved. This time he could make out faint words above the screaming in his head. He might be wrong, but he was pretty sure she'd just sworn at him.
"Well, why didn't you say? Time to get going."
Chrissy said something more and looked heavenwards as Matt felt his body lift upright. Shit. She'd summoned up the Almighty. But it was Nick, from his height of 6'3", who had finally heaved him off the ground. Matt found himself propelled, part carried and half dragged, towards the exit. Chrissy led a path between upturned tables and chairs as smoke caught at his throat and stung his eyes. Finally, they stood for a moment, side by side precipitately at the top of the stairs leading to the ground floor.